Teemu Mäki.
Teemu?
Yes.
And are you part of Pixel Egg?
Nope, I'm part of the audience.
Fantastic, we all need an audience. Do you live here in Helsinki?
Yep.
And have you, what brought you to Pixel Egg? How are you aware of it or interested in it?
I'm an artist myself and been working on many fields, from painting to poetry, from performance to theatre and opera and whatever. And I've also made many video works. And I'm curious to see how these DJing people are handling the combination of music and video, because their way of doing it is completely different from what I've been doing and what is common in contemporary art.
Oh, really? How is it different, what they're doing, to what you're doing or other people?
Well, they try to sort of improvise the flow of images in real time. And I think it's an open question whether it can be done well or whether there's any point in even trying. But I'm... So I expect really nothing, so I can be only gladly surprised.
And how have you been so far from the... Have you watched some of the performance?
Yeah, I watched the first session a bit under an hour.
Were you gladly surprised? Or not so much?
Not so much, because this time and during the very few times that I've seen VJing thing happening live previously, the general impression has been that either it has been unintentionally kitsch-like computer graphic thing, really baroque with a multitude of forms and colors, or then it has been this kind of thing that I just saw, which looks more like somebody browsing through their video clip archive.
So do you think that to make something that sort of is coherent or has something interesting as a performance, that it's better to kind of prepare it and work on it beforehand rather than trying to do it live?
It might be so, but I'm not sure. Maybe the setup here is hopeless for many of the performers there. When you see three persons mixing their things from their laptops simultaneously, it almost automatically ends up looking like wallpaper. And then the most challenging basic problem with combining video and music, or any images and music, is a more or less physical one. It comes out of the fact that with music you can quite easily sort of completely kidnap the audience's attention, at least audio-wise. You go there and you can't hear anything else but the music if the music is loud enough. But with images, that can almost never be done. So you are looking at a small thing in a big frame, and you can just easily turn your head to another direction, and you are visually never that overwhelmed by what you are offered. Maybe if you'd wear some kind of virtual reality helmet, then there'd be some sort of equality between the video input and audio input. And I think this is something that video people or visual people working with this combination usually don't want to think about, because it would depress them too much.
I like this phrase that you kidnap the audience's attention, because sound is very much, it does completely take you over.
Yeah.
And do you work with sound yourself as well, or just with the kind of poetry and things?
Occasionally with sound when I'm mixing the audio track of my own video works, but mostly I'm just collaborating with people who know more about sound. Like the last occasion was when I wrote the text, the libretto for an opera that a colleague of mine then composed the music to.
What was the opera called and what was it about?
It was called Badminton Opera. and it was about different varieties of violence. And it was actually premiered here in Kiasma Theatre about a year and a half ago.
That sounds amazing. Did you get a good reception? Were you happy with how it was in sort of performance from how you'd imagined it when you were writing it?
Yeah. And in my case, there's been a kind of shift from, for example, the kind of painful solo performance works that I did maybe 15 or 10 years ago. And my focus has shifted into making other people do that thing for me. So I like the role of the writer or director more.
I think it's a lot of fun when you get other people to do your ideas for you. It's great. And are there times where what you've done has failed or you felt like it doesn't work and in life or in art? And sort of how do you cope with that?
Well, I have the attitude that you can't really fail, but if you give up, then you might just not take certain things far enough. But it's always worth trying to work a little more on the idea that you originally thought was worth doing. There must be something in it. You just have to have some kind of persistence.
Yeah, if you keep going, eventually I think you can make anything work.
<Get somewhere.
laughs> And where would you like to be? What do you see in the future?
Well, I like to keep doing what I'm doing, like working on many fields simultaneously. Originally, I got a lot of bad feedback. Like people were saying to me that you were trained to be a painter. Why do you dabble with other things? You can't be master of all things and blah, blah, blah. And I was a bit uncertain about my hunger to do other things on the side. But then I reasoned it the other way around, that I believe that I would be much worse as a painter too if I wasn't working on other fields simultaneously, that these different disciplines, they feed on each other.
Fantastic. That's a beautiful philosophy. Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.